Hello, boys and girls, and everyone else in between. Welcome back to this another episode of the Listen Boys and Girls podcast. We're in season 6. Yes, it's a new season, and you'll be hearing this message on January the 12th. It's a new Freedom Friday, and I want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time. I am so thankful for the opportunity to connect with you. For those who do not know, I am Donna Gales, chief storyteller and your teacher's aide in this classroom of life. Whether you are returning as a regular Listen Boys and Girls attendee, or if this is your first time hearing this experience, I want to say welcome. It is always a pleasure for me to be in this space. I am honored to be able to share my experiences and my perspectives as they are shared with me so that we're better for having spent this time together. This is not me talking to you. This is us having an experience of sharing information together. As you all know, we are resuming our regular interaction, and it's interesting because while I am able to share this message for January 12th, I'm recording in the first week of January, and I was interested in sharing a particular message, and I was redirected by the last message I was going to share still being in queue, and I felt it very important to release that into the atmosphere because the information was pertinent and it is still relevant to where we're going this year. And just want to springboard from that perspective of talking about intention and celebration. And more than anything, understanding that celebration allows us the platform, not just for ourselves, but for others. It allows us the platform to share in meaningful expression the value that we see in ourselves and others. And so I am very focused on that this year, as well as intention, because as we align those things, as was shared last week, as we align those things, we are able to see our experiences change. And I want to focus on a transition that will be necessary for many people this year. And because I am speaking from experience, I want to share with you what I have understood about this time and this movement. Celebration allows us to be very intentional about looking at the wonderful things that are as a result of something or someone being, right? And I believe that as we are intentional about celebration, we will have to refocus our attention on who and where we are. And so the actual definition, or one of them, and I'll share it just briefly from the dictionary, the action of marking one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typically social activity. Now, that's one idea of celebration. Of course, we think of parties and just having a socially good time, just fellowship, but also the celebration being an occasion to cause value and gratitude being key to the celebration, to identify happiness and fulfillment. One of the greatest gifts, it's noted, that we can give ourselves is celebrating ourselves, meaning that we take time to be genuinely grateful for what we offer to an experience, whether that be to a person, a place, a thing, regardless of where we're placed, that we have value in that place, right? So I don't want to just leave with the idea or impression of a party. Not just that, but more gratitude, thankfulness, the posture of being happy about what's being shared. And so the transition that I think is very important this year is moving from utility to fruitfulness as a result of celebrating yourself and all that you bring to an experience, right? And so what I mean by that is many of us have had connections and situations, circumstances where we have been our whole selves. We've brought everything that we have to the forefront. We've shared in abundance all of our gifts, our talents, our love, our light, our entirety of being in a situation where there is no celebration. There is only utility. There is only an acknowledgement of how you benefit in that situation. Not an appreciation for it, not an understanding of how the experience is made better by your presence, but that it is useful. And in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with being useful. And in fact, many people who are benevolent in their expression of themselves are intending to be useful. They are coming to an experience with the expressed idea or intentionality to be useful in a situation. However, there are so many times and experiences where that is the extent of the experience on one side. And so, boys and girls, my encouragement to myself and to all of you is to evaluate intentionally all of your connections, all of your celebrations, all of your opportunities to be celebrated, and truthfully survey where you have just been useful and where you have been celebrated, because celebration brings fruitfulness. When you are nurtured in a way, when you are cared for in a way, when you are appreciated and shown with gratitude, celebration, exuberance, excitement for who you are and what you bring, then that transitions the experience from utility to fruitfulness, because you're able to even give more. Where you're nurtured, there is more to be extracted from the experience. But unfortunately, there are times where we are looking at pouring into a vacuum. We are looking at being useful only. We're looking at those who look to the experience to be a benefit for them, but nothing for you. That is counterproductive. That is in the wrong direction. And we are what? 2020 forward movements. This year, it's about going forward and not backwards. And what does that mean? It means that we're looking at everything intentionally to identify the proper place for it. Everything has a place. And what I have recognized is that 2023 had a lot of things out of order. A lot of things had priority that should not have. A lot of places were in my experience and purview that should not have been. A lot of experiences, a lot of people, a lot of opportunities came in the year of 2023. However, they were not placed properly, which did not align well with who I am and where I need to be. Further, who I am and where I am going. And so I am asking you to be reminded that you are valuable beyond expression. You were created with so many gifts and so much to offer to every experience that you encounter. You were created that way. You embody wonderment that can only be brought to an experience through you. That's who you are. You are amazing. You are a treasure. and you have to be regarded as such. Do not place yourself anywhere where there is no environment for growth and intentional celebration. The Bible lets us know that we should not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. And in my mind, every time I reference or think about that scripture, I think about people who have an inflated perception of themselves, an unrealistic posturing of where they are and who they are. But to have both humility and confidence is a beautiful giftedness. To be humble in knowing that you should not have a haughty or braggadocious spirit, but you should be fully convinced that you in and of yourself, because of how you were created and by whom you were created, you have a unique presence and purpose in this world that cannot be fulfilled by anyone but you. That's a fact. It's not a feeling. That's a fact. And if you are not able to live and move and share with intentionality in places where that is valued and celebrated, you have to realign with your purpose and change your path. So much frustration comes from being in utility spaces when in fact you are intended to be fruitful and grow. You're supposed to be a relevant part of movements forward. 2020 forward. Our Freedom Friday series. And this Friday, I am encouraging you to free yourself from the bondage of just being useful. I am asking you to free yourself from the attachment to circumstances where you're not celebrated. I'm asking you to consider how much more your life and experience would offer yourself and others if you were intentional about who and how you are. Oh, it's time. It's beyond time. And I'm so thankful that you're here to get this message, because when you apply it, when you have said to yourself, I am amazing, then you will amaze. Not just the masses, but you'll amaze yourself as well, because you will go further than you ever imagined, because you were created to do so. And as I say all of the time, if you listen, boys and girls, it just might change your world. I promise it's changing mine. And I'm so thankful to share with you all that is shared with me, because we are going 2020 forward. I look forward to talking to you again next week. And if in the interim you have anything you'd like to share, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via text, via email, via DM, however you'd like. I'm happy to connect, and I will be looking to see you moving forward in a magnificent way. I can't wait. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye.